Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A group of at least five insurgents launched a pre-dawn raid today on an Afghan army base near a military academy in Kabul, killing at least 11 soldiers, wounding at least 16 more, Islamic State claiming responsibility. This follows a weekend of tragedy in which a suicide attack left 103 dead and 235 wounded. Nazif Shirani is a Central Asia scholar at Indiana University.
One possibility is that for the first time, under this president, maybe there is direct pressure on Pakistan, and that Pakistanis are cornered and they're using their proxies, essentially the Taliban, to send messages to the United States.
President Trump lashed out at Pakistan in early January, denouncing Islamabad's lies and deceit, as he put it, in the fight against terrorism, with the U.S. suspending hundreds of millions of dollars in security assistance. Yemen's Prime Minister Ahmed bin Daeger is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting killed at least 10, left many as 86 wounded, including some civilians. It broke out when the president ignored separatist demands to fire Daeger for corruption. Egypt's public prosecutor has ordered the detention of three men pending an investigation into an attack on former anti-corruption watchdog chief Hisham Genenna. Genenna has been working to elect a former military chief of staff to run in the March voting against the president. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released from police detention in Moscow after thousands of pro-opposition marchers rallied against a March election expected to extend President Vladimir Putin's term in the Kremlin. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to an unauthorized rally in central Moscow. Earlier, police had raided his Moscow headquarters, breaking into the office. Officials claim someone had reported a bomb threat. Here in the U.S., key Republicans have voiced strong support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's handling of the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, but they're split on whether Congress needs to approve legislation to block President Trump from firing Mueller. President Trump last week reiterated his long-standing contention that there was no collusion between him and Russian interests to help him defeat his Democratic challenger in the 2016 election. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said today Japanese companies need to accept that Britain will no longer be a part of the European Union and to, in his words, draw their own conclusions. He responded to a question about how Japanese companies are to deal with Britain's break from the EU.
Évidemment, moi je souhaite que
Le Drian said, I would want to see France welcome as many Japanese companies as possible, but he says it's up to Japanese companies to work out their own interest. Also in the news, the Colombian rebel group, the National Urban War Front, or the ELN, suspected of weekend bombings that killed 7 police and injured dozens of others. Days after the government sought a new ceasefire, authorities initially blaming drug gangs over those attacks. 5 police officers killed, 41 injured by a bomb. Cuban President Raul Castro unveiled a statue of Cuban national hero José Martí in Havana, a replica of the original one located in New York's Central Park here in the U.S. The statue was donated by the Bronx Museum of the Arts as a symbol of friendship between the two peoples. Joseph Mitzi is chairman of the museum.
To the realization of this project and to its significance as a gesture of the enduring friendship between the people of the U.S. and the people of Cuba.
The statue depicts Martí at a time of his fall in the Battle of Dos Ríos in 1895 in eastern Cuba. Martí struggled from a young age to free Cuba from Spanish colonial rule until his death on the battlefield at age 42. 165th anniversary of his birth has been marked by celebrations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.